At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's a Wednesday morning. You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
73 degrees right now. It is thundering.
Yeah, a little lightning strikes.
Yeah. Thank you, Tommy.
Throw it out there in a distance.
73 degrees right now. Getting up to the low 80s. The heat is finally broken. And ideally, we won't be back in the 90s ever again.
Yeah.
So we had, so far this summer, we have had more days over 85 than we've had days under 10 degrees. So when you tell me this is a cold community, shut up.
We always shut get up. Like a good stretch in September.
Of hot days?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Right around the Bills opener, although it's at night, so we should be good there.
Okay.
Because that's normally when my brother Ryan gets the worst sunburn of his life. Because he's got a lot of face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's he's asking a lot of the sun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so it is August 13th, and in the past, that meant we had a full, 3 weeks of relaxing summer left before all the chaos, if you're a parent, of going back to school and sports and stuff like that. And I feel like I might be losing my mind.
Why? What happened?
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263, all you other parents out there. Yesterday, my oldest, who plays hockey, her, official practices started.
Okay.
So now
for school hockey?
No, this is travel hockey, but normally it lines up with when school starts.
So they're already practicing.
August 12th, they started twice a week practices.
Okay.
In the middle of summer.
Yes. Her first game this season is August 24th.
You know, fall.
Summer. So it's summer hockey.
So, but it's not, because there is actually summer hockey. That's a thing that exists.
Now it's fall hockey in summer.
But this is her actual season starts on August
24th. So it's it's 24/7 with this kid.
Whatever sport you want to
say. Your daughter couldn't play a fall school sport if she wanted to.
No, she can't play fall or winter sports. Summer, she would be her spring.
I think those start for school. Maybe they have already, football and stuff.
So let's talk about that. Yeah. My youngest, she's going into eighth grade, but because they don't have a modified tennis team where she goes to school, she's got to play varsity.
Mm-hmm.
So her, the high school sports practice season starts Monday.
Okay. I figured it was soon.
She's got she's got a week-long intensive school tennis camp to go to.
It's all the worst kind of practice, conditioning and stuff. It was as a kid where you realized, man, I've really ate a lot of snacks this summer. I don't think I can run this mile.
So I'm guessing with tennis, because they don't have indoor tennis.
No.
They got to get it in while the weather's
still.
Yeah, it's a fall sport. Yeah. And it's not as intense, right? She's done by the middle of October.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize until yesterday when I'm looking over the camera, oh, crap, it starts Monday. And she's got tennis every day. Until school starts.
So there is no rest for you. There is no lull of 3 weeks before school starts.
And that's what I'm starting to realize. And I feel like I'm losing my mind. Because I remember as a kid, my parents not having to gear up and get going until a week before school. Whereas it feels like that has disappeared.
You're starting in July.
Yeah.
Yeah, you enjoy July because that's that's the gearing up.
But I didn't think about it. I didn't look ahead, and I didn't plan it. I feel like my summer is now totally gone because
it never was, brother. It never was.
No, there was a couple relaxing.
You got 4th of July. That's it.
Yeah, no, because we were in Boston.
Yeah.
So we're not even getting back.
Yeah, nothing.
I had to drive both ways. No, like, I mean, what the hell happened all of a sudden where whatever your kid does, whether it's school, what they have to get going, like, it feels like summer is over.
It's kid creep. They creep into everything.
Oh, my. You nailed it.
Yeah. They seep in. They get in there. They lock in. And you can't get them out.
Yeah, it's funny. There was a really funny commercial I think Staples did when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And they played It's the Most Wonderful Time.
Oh, yeah. And the mother's like dancing through the aisles, partying, throwing everything into the shopping cart. And the kids are moping behind her.
Exactly. And the idea was like, okay, the kids are back to school. You get your freedom back.
Yeah.
And it's the opposite. Mm. It's the opposite. Now that the kids are going back, somehow it's like
work for you
increased. It is increased.
Yeah. My mother always said, my vacation starts when you go back to school.
No. Like, I want my kids. I want my kids to be off longer because it means I get, like, I have less to do with my kids.
Yeah.
Not that I don't want it.
Yeah.
You get what I'm
saying. I got you.
Like, how about this? So my daughter's, for my youngest first tennis match, I think is like August 28th. It's a Thursday.
Okay.
It's at 11 o'clock in the morning. It's a weekday.
Oh.
Now, luckily, we have, you know, these schedules.
Yeah.
So when I get off the air, I can scoot down to the match and go watch her.
So you're right at the school?
Yeah, yeah. But like, every other parent that has, like, real jobs.
Yeah.
Like, what are you taking the day off to go watch your kid play tennis at 11 o'clock on a Thursday?
And that's got to be one of the hardest things to sit and watch, man.
What do you mean?
Kid tennis?
What about it?
It's boring as hell.
I'm proud of my daughter. I think she works really hard.
I'm sure she does.
I think she's very talented.
I'm sure she is.
Yeah.
It's still going to be boring as hell, bro.
I enjoy it.
I mean, like, most sports are boring to watch.
They're horrible.
Especially up until a certain age, you know?
You guys, okay, you guys don't have kids. You don't understand.
Like, Little League never ends, T-ball, all that crap.
Why are you such a miserable
kid? I'm not miserable because I don't go to it. I went to see my nephew's Little League games, and I went to swimming matches. And Jesus Christ, man.
Okay.
It's the worst.
Okay, if you are...
It's torturous.
That's a member of your family.
Hey, I can love you and be bored by you at the same time.
How do you not get excited to watch a family member perform at whatever they do?
Oh, I did. And then I went. And the novelty wears off in about 2 minutes.
Because, Kimmy,
yeah.
There was a time.
There was a time.
A few years ago.
I don't know if I was supposed to do it.
Look, you guys did great. Yeah. You both did great. My youngest, when she was like six, she was in the Nutcracker.
Oh yeah,
at the Eastman
Theater. Yeah,
and your wife and your stepdaughter.
Yes,
they had done that growing up, and they wanted to go, and you came along, and you told me that my 6-year-old at the time had performed unbelievably well.
She nailed it,
and that you enjoyed it.
Yes.
That
was my review.
Is that really how you felt? Yeah.
Yes.
Is that really how you felt?
That was my complete review.
You monster! You piece of crap! No, like I don't know. Like I'm trying to put it out of my head.
The
sports starting, school starting, because I want to have like one last like Friday, Saturday, Sunday where I'm not thinking about it.
One weekend.
Exactly. But like the anxiety of knowing we're about to kick it back into full gear again.
So you can't even enjoy the downtime.
And that's just it.
Yeah.
It's like when you're trying to take a nap when you know you got something to do at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's exactly what
you lay down at 1 o'clock and all you're thinking about is, God damn it, I got to get up in 20 minutes.
It's exactly what it feels.
It sucks.
Yes. And, like, you know, I'm very fortunate, I think, because there's another set of parents that are listening right now. Because I believe Section 5 allows all of this fall sports teams to start practicing on Monday. So football, soccer, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, because tennis is a sport, you know, you don't have, like, 50 kids go out for tennis.
No.
Right? Like, individual sport.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm going to get to watch my, you know, youngest play tennis and, like, when my oldest with hockey. Like, you know, I mean, she's going to play hockey, right? Like, there are plenty of kids, and God bless them all, who are going to play soccer and football and all that stuff, and they're rarely going to see the field.
Yeah.
So, like, as a parent...
You spend all this time and money.
You put in all that work, and you don't even get to, like...
But they get the uniform, and that's
the kid ain't doing
want.
Nothing. Yeah.
Well, no, it's not that they ain't doing nothing.
But he's just sitting there.
You're happy they're at least getting off their butts and doing something, right?
But Kimmy, like, they're...
You put all that effort and money into something, and your ass is sitting... You got to be pissed.
All right, so now you're starting to sound like every travel sports parent
I know.
Crap on.
But I get it. I mean, if I had to spend the kind of money.
I get it.
I get money. I mean, I don't have money, but if I had it, I'd be pissed.
But even if it's not the money thing, because, yeah. right, like, you know, your kid can
Your kid could play a high school sport wouldn't cost you much.
It's still the time you got to put in. Yeah. Drop them off at 8 o'clock in the morning for double sessions, pick them up at 1 o'clock,
it's the
find
commitment.
A way, all this stuff, team dinners, and this, that, the other thing. And then, you know, you go there Friday, Saturday, Sunday to watch them play, and they just got to stand there.
So I remember another thing when, with the extended family, one of the kids was playing football. And one thing I'd never thought about before was when your kid gets hurt. Not bad, but you got to go to urgent care. This is broken. This is strained. This I got to do. That's huge money that I never think about. They got to go get, like, therapy and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Holy Christ.
Yeah,
man.
It sucks.
Yeah.
And knock on wood, it's going to happen. My daughter broke her collarbone. Like, she didn't have to have surgery.
Yeah, but still.
But, you know, you're right. It's like all this stuff. And by the way, that money that we spent for the season for her to play.
You don't get it back.
No, and she broke her collarbone in December. So it was December,
cool
January, February. Yes. You nailed it. 4 months. Here's money for hockey. And she sits there in a sling with a helmet on the bench. This was fun.
Man.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. It feels like all of the sudden that summer, if you have a kid that does sports for school, it's over.
Yeah.
It's done. Like, I don't want to hear my dad bitch about raising kids ever again, because it was
Well, he didn't.
Like, last night, I'm talking to one of the dads, and we're watching the girls on the ice. And, like, don't get me wrong. I say this as a father, because I am like, Jesus. My daughter loves it.
Yeah.
Like, my oldest just wants to be at the rink all the time.
Yeah, that's
she wants
great.
To be around her friends. So, good. Okay, fine. But I was, like, talking to one of the dads, like, I don't remember doing this much activity as a kid.
No.
You probably didn't.
No, you got to enjoy your summers as a kid for the most part.
There wasn't, it wasn't available.
Football started. Or,
yeah. But, like, Kimmy, we played every sport available, right? And I still didn't do the kind of physical stuff that our kids are doing
now. Right, and I mean, even playing, like, travel soccer, it was probably more of a commitment than most sports, but it's not near as intense as it is today.
Because you didn't train like they do now.
I mean, maybe you did, like, one away tournament, but the rest of them were all somewhat local. It wasn't like you were traveling long distances to play. Unless you were, like, a top-tier athlete, there wasn't that type of commitment for the rest of us, you know?
So there is something happening right now, and I guess this puts a nice little bow on it when it
What's
comes
that?
To, like, parents and how serious they get about things in travel sports. So the Little League World Series is happening right now.
Yeah.
And they haven't even gotten to Williamsport yet in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Which is
all the lower rounds?
Yeah, but there have already been two national news scandals in this year's Little League World Series.
Really? What?
The first one happened in, I believe, New Jersey.
That makes sense, because the mob runs all the Little League in New Jersey.
A 12-year-old hit a game-winning home run and did a bat flip.
Didn't he get in trouble?
He got thrown out of the game, and as part of the rules, you are suspended for the next game for the bat flip. Now, whether or not you think the kid should have been suspended is beside, but those were the rules.
Yeah.
The kid's parents filed an injunction.
Oh, good.
A lawsuit to hold off the decision.
The bat flip.
So their kid could play in the elimination game the next day, and sued and won. So the kid's suspension was wiped out.
This is how you know you live in the greatest country in the world, because we have time for this.
It gets better.
Yeah.
A Little League Baseball World Series game over the weekend. It was a team from Oklahoma playing a team from Texas, I believe. The Oklahoma team was caught stealing signs. The kids on
second base. Which they had to be taught that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. The kid on second base was stealing signs and feeding it to the kid.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, by the way, stealing signs is illegal in Little League Baseball. There are rules against it. Mm. So the umpire who catches the kid doing this, really cool about it, he stops the game, he goes to the coach, he pulls the kid over, and he goes, listen, I know what he's doing. It's against the rules. It's a warning.
Right.
Now, by the way, this is on national television.
All right.
This was on ESPN.
Which is also insane.
Couple innings later, they catch another kid doing it. They chuck the coach out of the game.
Yeah.
It becomes this whole big hubbub. It's like a 20-minute delay.
On television.
Parents are chanting at a 12-year-old on second base, you can't do that, right? They're taunting
this guy. Somebody had to start that chant.
Exactly. Yeah. The PA announcer has to get on and be like, don't taunt a 12-year-old. All of this is happening on national television. The team that stole the signs won the game and moved on.
Wait, how did they win?
I don't know. I wasn't that invested in the game.
But Jesus Christ, man, little kids.
But that's what I mean. Like, it's just, you know, you bring up this whole thing.
Yeah, it's like the Astros.
It's insanity.
God,
and we haven't even gotten to Williamsport yet.
Yeah, buddy. And that's all on television.
All of it is on
They do that like it's a regular major league game, right?
Yes. Yeah. But no, they play a regular major league game at that facility now.
A Well, they do.
They like open the weekend, right? Or
yeah.
something along
Wait,
those lines.
Wait, Major League Baseball yeah. plays one game at a Little League park?
So it's not at the Little League park. It's like down the street
oh,
where
okay.
it's like a big park.
All right.
But yeah, it's like they do, what do they call it? Like Little League, Big
It is amazing that that dumpy little town got that and has held on to it for yeah. what, 100 years?
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, it is romantic.
It's yeah. I mean, it's dumpy America.
I mean, it was romantic, right? Like,
well,
you know,
right, yeah. Until ESPN trucks start rolling in with like, you know, semis and cables.
Well, no, it happened before that. Chinese Taipei bringing 30-year-old kids over to pitch.
Yeah, I was
going to
say there's so much scandal surrounding that, like a kids sport.
So that they
he's not 12. Prove it.
It's still all like world, right? I mean,
yeah.
all those Asian countries come over to us.
Yes, I know there were some that were banned, but I don't
For
know
cheating.
Yeah.
Guam can be pricks.
They're American.
Yeah, yeah, but they're like pricky Americans. That's,
no,
that's why they're over there.
It's Pittsburgh.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
A hard line was drawn.
Oh.
He wants his money.
Yeah.
And he was going to send a message.
And he earned it.
It dominated the headlines of trading camp.
Mm-hmm.
He refused to play in a game, much to the chagrin of the head coach. And yesterday, it ended.
Good.
Maybe.
Pay me.
No.
What?
It's not, no. Kimmy, we're still not sure how this is all going to end, like, in the end.
Yeah, we're not. We're getting some very vague statements about it on both sides, or actually no statement on one side.
Yeah, you got it.
So I don't even know if management knows what's going on.
Look, even though it's good he's back out there.
So he is back out.
It may not be good news for James Cook.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. Bills running back James Cook was back practicing with the Buffalo Bills yesterday in Orchard Park.
So he's back at it.
He is. It's the first time he's practiced in over a week.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't hurt. He was holding in, as we all know. He wants a new contract, so he held on a mini camp back in the spring. But he showed up to training camp because he said he didn't want to get fined, and he said he wanted to be a leader for this team. And then all of a sudden, a week into training camp, he just stopped practicing. A hold in. And if you've listened at all to any of head coach Sean McDermott's press conferences in the last week, he has been trying to be positive and complimentary. But Tommy, after James Cook refused to play in the Bills preseason game, which they wanted him to do, McDermott told reporters after the game that he only wanted to talk about the players that were ready to play and on the field. And he sounded very annoyed.
All right.
And it wasn't a great look. Yesterday, before practice, when McDermott said he'd be out there, McDermott said that they had had positive discussions, and they were happy to have him back out. Now, before we get into this discussion, I want to be clear. Here's what we don't know. It is possible, Tommy, that James Cook is back out on the practice field because the Bills and his agents have made headway on a new contract.
All right, so they figured something out here.
It's moving in the right direction.
All right, all right.
That's possible.
Yep.
It's possible that Cook just decided it was time to end this and go to practice and get ready for the season.
Right.
It's also possible the Bills told Cook, if you don't start to practice, we're going to fine you, which they have the ability to do.
And you said it was pretty sizable, correct?
It was like a 50, was it $50,000?
That's sizable.
I mean, the reason he showed up in the first place is because he did not want to get fined. He even said that, like, that was the reason he was here. He didn't want to get fined. So it seems like that's a pretty important thing to him. not getting fined.
But I do find it funny, like, if you don't show up to camp, you're automatically fined.
Right.
If you do show up to camp but refuse to do anything, they won't fine
you. You're here, so it counts.
At least we can keep an eye on you.
Okay, so if it's either of the last two, where he decided it was time to go and just end this, or they told him they'd fine him, this whole thing was a bad move by James Cook.
Yeah, well, it didn't get him anywhere.
Which is weird, because I heard, Kimmy, from business magnate and negotiator superstar Tommy Mulet, that he was making the right decision.
He shouldn't have caved.
Well,
he shouldn't have caved.
I think the problem was he didn't take a hard stance. Like, if you really wanted to, you know, hold out, you shouldn't have showed up at all.
Well, but it's gonna, it would have cost him $100,000
I know, but
he's
but the hold
it
in.
It doesn't.
But the hold in, sometimes I'm going to practice, sometimes I'm not. Now I'm back at like, I'll warm up, but I'm not going to play in the game. Like, it's so, you know, I don't know. It doesn't feel like a very hard stance on his side.
And to your point earlier, Kimmy, even what McDermott said yesterday, like, it can be interpreted in many different ways, because he says we have had positive discussions.
Right.
Does that mean that Brandon being the general manager is having positive contract discussions? Does that mean that McDermott sat down with James Cook himself?
And they came to an agreement.
It's pretty
of some
vague.
Sort. Yeah.
It could be anything, right? They could have just, like, waved at each other.
And Cook didn't say anything, so we have no idea, you know, his. Not that even when he does talk to the media, doesn't say a whole lot.
But that's good.
But he did hit him with the no comment, which is not good.
Yeah. Right, but he doesn't run his mouth.
Okay, but he could have just been like, I'm excited to be back out there with my team. It was time to be out there, right? You just give him the typical, like, the fact that he said no comment leads me to believe he's not happy that he is back out
there.
Yeah, probably not.
Okay. So, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. If James Cook doesn't get this contract done before the season starts, he has played the only hand he had, and nothing happened.
Okay.
Because you told me last week he had leverage.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
I don't know. He lost it.
Because, like, Kimmy, he thought he could scare the team.
I think so, yeah.
And unless a contract is announced over the next 14 days, which I hope there is, he was wrong. So if you're James Cook, Tommy, what do you do now?
Well, now you're going to have to – you've already given up your hand, so you're screwed. You're going to have to go out there and play nice or play pissed off.
Kimmy?
What else can he do?
Well, okay, there is the nuclear option. And before we get to that –
But that's going
to
cost him, like you said.
Big time. Kimmy, if you are James Cook right now, what do you do?
Well, I mean, you've committed to play at this point.
So you haven't. You've committed to going back to practice.
Yeah, but what's the point of sitting out again? It's not going to get you anywhere, obviously.
Okay, so all that's left is the nuclear option, and which is refusing to play regular season games. And I know that sounds crazy, but there are two examples, big examples, where this has happened.
Oh, what happened?
So most recently, Steelers running back Le'Veon Bell sat out a whole season looking for a new deal. And that backfired big time on him. He was traded to the Jets. He got less money than he would have gotten in his career.
Kind of disappeared after that.
But
there
was a successful running back.
Who's that?
To pull this move. Back in 1993.
Ooh, 93.
We're going way back.
Yep. Emmitt Smith.
Ooh. I was four.
Heard of him.
He wanted a new contract. And Jerry Jones, in his infinite wisdom, refused to give it to him. So Emmitt Smith sat out the first two games of the regular season. The Cowboys started 0-2.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Jones caved. Emmitt got his money and made him, at the time, the highest paid running back in NFL.
But he's also the greatest running back in history of the game.
Yeah, I don't know if James Cook
but
has
But he didn't know. Wait, he has the most yardage of anybody.
Sweetness, Barry Sanders. Yardage doesn't mean he's the greatest. He had one of the
if you run, I'm guessing yards mean something.
I could name you five guys I think are better running backs.
Than Emmitt Smith?
I stand by what I said. Man. You want to have this hot take debate?
He's the greatest running back.
He's not a great running back.
What's he got, like 16, 17,000 yards?
Have you seen Barry Sanders? Have you seen Walter Payton? Have you seen Earl Campbell? I mean, get out of my face.
I mean, does James Cook
see my face? Get out of it.
Earl Campbell can't run that fast.
Not anymore, he can't. Can't even do the twist.
Well, I forgot about Gale Sayers.
Ah!
But his career got cut short because he went to Hollywood to do Roots. You're right. You're right. I think if he hadn't chased Hollywood, Gale Sayers may have been number one.
And then that follow-up. Roots around the world.
We're going to roots again like we did last summer.
You don't want to do that.
Does James Cook have the time and grade, though, to sit out a full season and have a team think, all right, this? I don't know how much confidence, I guess, a team would have in signing James Cook for that kind of money, sitting out a season. He had a great season last year, but that enough for a team to take that big of a chance on you?
He wasn't number one. And that's the great question, Kimmy. Yeah. You're right.
I don't know if you're that guy yet.
All right, look.
Didn't he score the most touchdowns for a running back
last
year?
He was tied for the most rushing touchdowns in the NFL. He was 19th in carries.
You're playing alongside Josh Allen.
Yes.
Yeah. And Josh Allen also had him. Helping him.
Yeah. No, you're right. But
taking the pressure off of him.
James Cook had two other running backs taking a significant amount of carries. And look, again, I don't want to. I love James Cook. I like James
Cook.
Okay. I want him to be here. No, but you make me say bad things about James Cook.
I didn't make you say anything. You say it.
I don't want to say bad things about James Cook.
I like the kid. I'm pulling for him.
All right, let me ask you this question. 252 WCMF. Again, James Cook back at practice yesterday after holding out for over a week. There is no new contract as of now. Head coach Sean McDermott said they have had positive discussions, but we don't know if that means like towards a contract. Okay. We don't know if that means like, hey, we're friends again.
Mm-hmm.
And if he doesn't get his new contract before the season starts, all of this was for absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
He played his only hand, and he has no leverage. All right, Kimmy, let's say James Cook, he's listening to our show right now.
Okay.
And he goes, wait a minute. Emmitt Smith, highest paid running back in history at the time, holding out two games. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I'm not going to play until they give me my contract. If he doesn't play, does it hurt the Bills enough where they consider?
Yeah, I wonder how much it would have to hurt the Bills. Like how it would have to be such a noticeable difference, right?
Like does James Cook have enough of an impact?
Yeah.
Can you beat the Ravens on opening night with Ray Davis and Ty Johnson as your back?
Are they that good? You don't know.
I don't know.
Haven't seen him put to the test like as the starting running back.
Well, Ray Davis did. He had that game against the Jets last year.
No, but he hasn't been like the man. Like, he's your running back.
Yes, but, I mean, there are lots of people who believe that any running back you put back behind a good offensive line is going to do well. The Bills have one of the best offensive lines in the NFL.
All right.
Like, Kimmy, if the Bills go 1-2 to start the season, do they go sign James Cook to a $15 million a year deal?
If he sits out, you're saying?
Yeah.
If they tank?
I would be a little alarmed, I think. Like, maybe he is a bigger piece than we thought.
Tom's got a great idea to get him in.
What's Tom saying?
Make sure, you know, he can't give him the contract, but Duffy on WCMF on Instagram, he writes, give Cook a statue and he'll be happy.
There you go.
30-foot James Cook statue.
Pretty cool.
Come on, baby! So, like, here's the thing. And this is like, you know, there are a lot of Bills fans who are like, just shut up and play. Shut up and go play. Be a good teammate. If he goes this year without signing a contract and he gets hurt,
he's screwed, right?
Like, legitimately.
Yeah.
It ruins his chance to make big money again for the rest of his NFL career because normally running backs get one big contract.
Mm.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
All right, Tommy, if you're James Cook, the rumor is the Bills have an $11 million deal on the table for him right now.
Yeah.
You can sign this and you're good. Do you sign that deal now and guarantee yourself at least $33 million? Or do you play the season, bank on performing as well as you did last year and not getting hurt for a chance at 14 to 15 a year?
I'm grabbing that money right now. I am taking that money right now.
Because we're talking a what? $10 to $15 million difference when it's all said and done.
Over the course of the contract.
Yeah, the contract, right? So like,
but man.
I mean, it's a potential extra $15 million. And I know $33 million sounds like a lot of money. It is a lot of money. But when you're comparing it to what he believes he should get, the Saquon Barkley money, the Derrick Henry money.
So if they give you like incentive bonuses in a contract,
yep.
Does that still go against the cap?
Yep. If he hits him, it goes against.
That's what sucks.
It goes against next year's cap.
Yeah.
But that's what sucks. If they could take that off the table, then he could build in incentives where he would get his money.
Then.
No, she's right. You could sign Josh Allen to a $250,000 deal.
Yeah.
God, how do you think they hadn't thought of that?
All he's done for this goddamn team.
He had four touchdowns.
Kiss my ass.
No, but hold on.
No, I'm going to sign and take my money, but kiss my signing ass. Sick of you people. I start tomorrow.
But look, man, I mean.
Where's my key fob?
The idea. You should always take the guarantee. That's what you believe.
Yeah.
Right?
Take the money that's sitting on the table, man. Especially when it's gleaming gold.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.